Adams, the first vice president of the United States, now became the second president. Adams was a Federalist like Washington, and Thomas Jefferson, the man who had opposed him, became his vice president. Now, the character and patriotic record of John Adams was beyond reproach, but his administration was a stormy one. Convinced that the nation needed time for growth, he took it upon himself to stave off a war with France. And as so often happens, his efforts, though wise and courageous, were unpopular. The first president to occupy the White House, the man who has often been called our unhappiest president, John Adams lost the election of 1800 to Thomas Jefferson.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit.
Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, statesman, author, musician, scientist, inventor, architect, and linguist. Now, this magnificent mind was to govern our country for the next 8 years. A fierce foe of tyranny and dedicated champion of the people, Jefferson very nearly was not elected. A 74-74 tie vote between he and Aaron Burr was thrown into the House of Representatives. Mobs thronged the streets of Washington calling for Thomas Jefferson as the people's choice. And finally, on the 36th ballot, he was named president.
The people's choice, the people's choice, will back him to the end, everybody's friend. The people's choice, the people's choice, you bet your life he'll win. We will get him in.
The country needs a leader with a strong and fearless plan.
Someone who will guide her better.
Who will? He will. He's the man, the only man who can. So raise your voice, let's all rejoice, and get behind the people's choice.
After 4 years of prosperity, Jefferson was virtually unopposed for a second term. His purchase of the Louisiana Territory from France doubled the territory of the United States and is the greatest peaceful annexation in history. Over 800,000 square miles for $15 million. The Federalist Party later became the Whigs and then the Republicans, while Jefferson's Democratic Republicans became the Democrats. And to this day, many Democrats claim Thomas Jefferson as the father of the party. On July 4th, 1826, on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died. Two great men, two great presidents, two great symbols of American democracy.
War, 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 war.
The British seize American ships and sailors. It must cease.
War,
it must cease.
War,
if we must fight to stop them.
War.
Then we want no part of peace.
War, war, war.
When James Madison took office in 1809, he knew that he was stepping into a hornet's nest. Having been Secretary of State under Thomas Jefferson, no one knew better than he that a war with England was brewing. He did all that he could to forestall it, but finally, under pressure from the war hawks in Congress and an outraged public, he went before Congress in 1812 and asked that war be declared, not knowing that only 24 hours earlier, the British government had voted to stop its abuses against American shipping. Now, if the war was unnecessary, it was nonetheless bitterly fought. In August of 1814, the British captured the city of Washington and put it to the torch. The nation struggled for sheer survival. Then in 1815, the tide of battle turned. America's new Navy scored resounding victories, and Andrew Jackson routed the British at New Orleans. James Madison finished his second term in a new era of peace and prosperity, so that when James Monroe became our fifth president in 1817, his administration became known as the Era of Good Feeling. Soldier and statesman of long standing, James Monroe left in 8 years a record of accomplishment as great as any the White House has known. In his Monroe Doctrine, he set for all time the seal against foreign interference on American soil. It said bluntly to the world that all American countries belong to North and South Americans, and that the United States would tolerate no future colonizers or aggressors. But the era of good feeling was short-lived. When John Quincy Adams, the only man in our history ever actually raised to be president, reached that goal in 1824, he lacked the popularity of a Monroe. A public servant since age 14, this strongly independent man cared little for making friends. Now, if his father, John Adams, was our unhappiest president, he must surely have been one of our happiest ex-presidents, for he lived to see what no other man has seen. His son inaugurated as president of the United States.
Life, liberty.